The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. I've had several stories today where I read the story and just go, why? Like the LGBTQ credit union. Why? Why would you establish a credit union built on gender? Why? And then there's this story from CNN. I saw it last week and just thought it was just absolutely ridiculous and didn't report it, but it's getting even more ridiculous. A London aquarium has announced that let me just read so you know I'm not making this up. A same-sex penguin couple will raise an adopted genderless chick for the first time, a London aquarium has announced. The four-month-old Gentoo penguin chick will not be named or characterized as male or female, Sea Life London said. What? All right, a couple things. All right. Hey, I'm not an expert on anything. I keep telling you that, and I probably prove it all the time. But how do they know that these are same-sex penguins? Well, in the reading and the research that I've done, they don't know. They have no idea. The only way they know is that these penguins, male penguins, have not chosen a female. And so because they have not chosen a female, well, they got to be homosexual. I know many men who never got married. But we cannot assume that they're homosexual because they've never chosen a mate, a woman to marry. But these experts assume that because they have not mated with a female and they hang out together a lot, well, they got to be same sex. Do they have any kind of sexual relations with each other? No. Well, no, they hang out together. So therefore, the conclusion is they are homosexual penguins. And because of that, they're special. They receive special attention and special rights. And so they must want a family. Now, how do they know that? They don't know, but they just assume. And so they have allowed this same-sex penguin couple that they have no idea whether they're really same-sex or not. They don't know. Will raise an adopted genderless chick. Now, how do they know the chick is genderless? Well, they don't. The chick will be genderless because, let me go back and read the article. The four-month-old Gentoo penguin chick will not be named or characterized as male or female. That's how the chick is going to be genderless. Not because it is genderless, but because they, the zookeepers, are going to force this genderless thing on this chick. And how are they going to do that? Well, they're just going to characterize it as genderless. So in other words, they are going to make the decision to identify this chick as genderless. Not because there's any proof, not because there's any evidence, not because there's any DNA, not because there's any biology. No, 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 no. Because they have determined that the same-sex penguin couple should have a offspring, and that offspring, in order to fit the narrative to make all of this look normal. See, this happens in nature too. Therefore, it is normal, it's natural, because it happens all over nature. And if it happens in nature, if some penguins are just naturally homosexual, well, then it must be natural and normal for human beings as well. This is the agenda, to make the abnormal normal. Now, they will admit it is not normal for a penguin not to choose a mate. That's not normal. They admit that. But they're trying to make the abnormal normal. And just like with humans, well, you may be a male anatomically, biologically, and by DNA, but you can identify as a female. All you have to do is just say, I am a female. And poof, it's magic. All you have to do is say the words. Abracadabra, poof. I used to be a male, today I'm a female, because you identify that way. And this crazy, nutty world that we live in, even the medical profession, who know better, say, oh, well, you have the anatomy of a male, you have the biology of a male, you have the chromosomes of a male, but if you say you're a female, well, who are we to question what you say? It's insane. And I'm serious. It is absolutely insanity. So these zoological experts in London have taken that just a little step further. And by simply pronouncing that this chick is genderless, therefore, because they said it's genderless and because they identified it as genderless, well, then it's genderless and they're not going to give it a gender-specific name. As if that would make any difference to the chick at all. It's a four-month-old chick. Can you imagine? The chick saying, I don't want to be called John. I want to be called Jane. I don't feel like a John penguin. I feel like a Jane penguin. Don't you dare call me John. Call me Jane. I want to be Jane penguin. This is insanity. And yet the world is going, isn't this wonderful? Oh, my goodness. This is, oh, isn't that cute? Oh, they're two male same-sex penguins. Oh, they're so cute. And now they're going to raise their own little family. That's great. Oh, my goodness. We just love this. We just have such a warm, fuzzy feeling. Oh, my goodness. It's not warm, fuzzy. It's nuts. Again, this is from CNN. A same-sex penguin couple will raise an adopted genderless chick for the first time. A London aquarium has announced. By the way, if this is natural, then why is this the first time it's ever happened? If this is natural, then why hasn't it ever happened before in the history of penguinology? Is there a word, penguinology? Well, there is now. A same-sex penguin couple will raise an adopted genderless chick for the first time, a London aquarium has announced. The four-month-old Gentoo, penguin chick will not be named or characterized as male or female. What a bunch of morons. I mean, that is moronic. goodness. And the world, CNN and the other mainstream media just, this is so cute. What a wonderful No, it's not a wonderful story. It's crazy. It's insane. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. All right. We will try to add a little sanity back to the program after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is interesting. We had moved on from the discussions about Pope Francis. As I said, I think by far the most controversial pope of our lifetime. One of our listeners just sent me this article. And Pink News, which is a popular online news source for the, quote, global LGBTQ plus community, has praised one of Pope Francis' new appointments for cardinal. Now, cardinal, those are the fellows that vote for the next pope whenever that happens. And I think it's common knowledge for anyone, not just in the Catholic Church, but anyone, that the people that the pope appoints as cardinal, because of their extreme power, including picking the next pope, gives a signal to the direction that the pope wants the Catholic Church to go. Well, Pink News, an online news source for the global LGBTQ plus community, is praising one of Pope Francis' new appointments. Archbishop Matteo Zuppi, Z-U-P-P-I, Zuppi or Zuppi, of Bologna, Italy, stating the Pope has named a pro-LGBTQ plus bishop as cardinal, and LGBTQ plus advocates around the world are celebrating the selection. On September 1st, Pope Francis announced that he was appointing 13 new clerics to the rank of cardinal, which means they will be able to vote for the next pope, so on and so forth. And 4 days later, Pink News reported, LGBTQ plus advocates around the world are celebrating after the pope has elevated a leading pro-gay bishop to the College of Cardinals. That is not going to help in the brewing battle between conservatives in the Catholic Church and the liberals. Interesting. I had not heard that. Hey, a couple of articles I want to recommend to you. I'm not going to take time to read them, but I'm going to encourage Jeff to post these. I'm pretty sure I sent them to him. One is A Gospel for Failures, A Response to Jonathan Merritt. Last week, The Washington Post ran an article entitled The Ex-Gay Christianity Movement is Making a Quiet Comeback. And it was a very negative post about the so-called ex-gay community. Matt Moore was mentioned in that article in the Washington Post, and he has written this fine editorial for the Christian Post, A Gospel for Failures, A Response to Jonathan Merritt. Excellently written about redemption, salvation, grace, and what do we do when we fail. A Gospel for Failures. Excellent piece. I encourage you to read it. And then the other one is by Pastor Mark Creech. You may be familiar with him. He is a Christian leader down in North Carolina. He is involved in the Christian community. He is also a registered lobbyist for the Christian Action League in the North Carolina General Assembly. He has written an excellent piece called Alcohol and Hypocrisy. It's well written piece, Alcohol and Hypocrisy. Some of you will not agree with his conclusions, but I think it is thought-provoking, and I hope you will at least read it. You know the position that I have taken always on alcohol, and as I said, you may not agree with his conclusions, but I think it is worth reading. Alcohol and Hypocrisy by Reverend Mark Creech, C-R-E-E-C-H. And then this story, headline, Attorneys General for 48 States open sweeping antitrust probe into Google. Every state in the union except California and Alabama. The attorneys general in 48 states have gathered together, including Dave Yost here in Ohio, and they have gathered together, Republicans and Democrats alike, to probe antitrust accusations against Google. Florida Attorney General said when there is no longer a free market or competition, this increases prices, even when something is marked as free and harms consumers. Is really something free if we are increasingly giving over our privacy information? Is something really free if online ad prices go up based on one company's control and so on and so forth? So 48 attorneys general have gathered together. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is kind of leading the charge, and he is accusing Google of, quote, dominating all aspects of advertising on the Internet and searching on the Internet. So a probe antitrust, this could be big. When you have 48 states, I mean, when was the last time you heard 48 states agreeing on something? Again, California and Alabama are the only ones not participating. Ohio and our Attorney General, Dave Yost, is participating. By the way, I believe I will have the Attorney General on the program next week. I'm working with his office to hope to have him on this week, but it was just a very, very busy week. And we're trying to work out a time for next week to have Attorney General Dave Yost on the program. And I'll be sure to ask him about this antitrust probe into Google, as well as the amicus brief that he made the state of Ohio a part of last week, which is very important, very important. And I am just proud to be an Ohioan because of this, the amicus brief that Dave Yost filed. And I want to have him on so he can speak personally about that issue. Well, we're out of time, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it more than I could tell you. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.